It's Andy Heaton. This is a Cup of Tea show, and I'm delighted to be joined for a little bit of a chinwag by exec chef and director of Luban, Dave Critchley. Dave, you're a busy man. We've been trying to put this together for about 3 months, but Every time I look at you, you're doing something else, which is either mad or running the restaurant as you do. But no, Dave, we're the last time we spoke, and thank you for coming in, by the way.
It's a pleasure to come on board again.
The last time we spoke, and I think it was about 2 years ago, talking about running around like a blue-ass fly, it was to promote some of the stuff you were doing during COVID with food donations and stuff like that. And, you know, just to go briefly back to that, I mean, that must have been an interesting time in your life. I mean, looking back on it now, Now we're through it.
Yeah, interesting is probably the best way to put it. It was mental what I actually undertook. Looking back on it now, I'm like, how did I do that? Why did I do that? What was I thinking? But it was such a, I don't know. I feel like I did a lot in that time and it helped a lot of people. So I don't think anyone other than my wife understands how stressed I was and how much work and the stress I put on my family as well, doing all this and running around like that. But it was worthwhile. I believe it was massively worthwhile.
And there has been a legacy to that, and people still talk about it now, and you know, it spawned things that are still happening as we speak.
Yeah.
When you're in the weeds of it, and it always fascinates me this when I talk to people in hospitality, but not just chefs, but like just in general, because I appreciate the madness of it all.
Yeah.
When you're in the weeds, you don't really see it or feel it, do you? Is it only when you kind of come out of it and go?
Yeah, definitely. It's the same as a busy Saturday. You get in the zone and like you just fire through it on adrenaline and caffeine and anything else that you can muster inside your body to power through it. And it's only normally like the day after or even the evening time when you get home, night time when you're trying to sleep. That's when your brain starts like computing it all and thinking about it.
Apart from like the altruistic reasons for it and you know, Liverpool, like other cities, Manchester, Newcastle, all kind of like come together and are generally brilliant with this. But putting that aside, it always fascinates me the kind of people who try to do this kind of stuff. It's almost like there's energy that needs to be expended because it's so used to just being almost on the edge.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Is there an element to that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I think it was part of the reason I went into overdrive through lockdown was just suddenly I'd gone from 100 mile an hour to zero. And I was just like, what do I do? Do you know what I mean? I almost exploded back into action again after like a day. And I was like, that needs doing. We need to do this. Why isn't this happening? I'm going to do it myself. And I think it is that. It's that nature of person that really thrives in this industry. And it is someone who's just, packed full of energy and ideas and creative. I'm not sure exactly what to call it, what to label it as, but I certainly think people like that thrive within this industry.